What is up, y'all? Real quick video. Just wanted to holler at you. Hand up. Course, I have to have props, right? This is my son Ty, and this is my son Dawson representing. Next time they come, I cannot wait to get them hands-on, actually, in the temporary hand-up closet. They helped out initially when it was moved in there with all the items we had. And so, even Dawson, my son, 9 years old, he put together some of the racks. He was so proud of himself. So proud of himself. So, great moments. But, anyways, obviously, I'm up and going on a mission, especially after yesterday. I spoke about this. There was a man who was in the park. I was just going out. Let me turn this off so I don't feel like I'm screaming. I was just going out and about with my disciple pup, my dog. And right before that, I had asked, God, even in some waves of things we all go through, right? But I was in a moment. We're allowed to have our moment. And the way that I approached that was, of course, going to God and saying, please help me with this moment that I'm having, but please put someone in my path that needs to know of your love, because I know of your love no matter what we're going through. So, sure enough, I pull up to Liza Jackson Park with my dog York, and there's a man that's in distress. He's homeless. He's got blood on him, on his arms, his legs. He's kind of just frantic because the bugs are following him. There's dog flies out there. I guess they call them dogs because dogs can bark. But anyways. So before, and his stuff was thrown out, like I guess I don't know if he was on his bicycle and he was trying to whatever, it was everywhere on the parking lot. And so I sat in my car, and of course I'm going to help this person. I already knew that. But I asked the Holy Spirit, what do I need to do? Please lead me. And that's what I do. Please lead me. Why? Because last night I talked about this. He healed me. He led me. And that doesn't stop. You want your healing, you've got to be led. You've got to be led. You've got to be able to seek him, but also being led to whatever in the word that you need to see, you need to meditate on. But let's go back to that. So, and making sure this is daylight. There was actually a parked Mercedes bus type big thing in another car, and obviously people in it. Who knows if, obviously, they didn't try to help because this man was still in distress. So I pray that the act of kindness and the love of God was poured into them as well, seeing that this man, no matter how, maybe they had fear in their hearts to get this guy help, but they sat, and I pray that that moment that was put there really changed them in some way. So we have to pray for those people too that aren't stepping in. We have to pray for everybody. Everybody needs prayer. I told somebody that recently. I said, I need to go pray for him. And that's another testimony in it. And he said, do you think so? And I said, everybody needs prayer. Everybody does. I need prayer. You want to pray for me? Pray for me for this mission, for continual strength and growth in it, with hand up, just in Champion Life Ministry. Champion Life. And so this man, I approached him, and he was just very distressed, and in pain. His skin, crawling out of his skin, and his stuff everywhere. So immediately, I go to my car, and I see what I have in there. Usually, I have some type of skin stuff. I work for a dermatologist. I have little samples that I try here and there, or give to people that maybe want to try something. And if I have it on me, I have it on me. I'll give it. If it's for me, it's not really for me. I will give the shirt off my back. I mean, well, I can't do that right now today, but I would. And I will. So I have first aid kit stuff and some other things. I have gloves always in my car. I am medical assistant, so I know a little bit by a little bit. And so I double glove my hands and asked him to calm Let's calm down. Let's, I help grab his stuff and bring it over to, the shade and ask him to sit down on this little bench log thing. And so he did. And immediately, God bless you, so automatically I'm like, okay, he is a believer. And if you weren't, then I know after that of God using me to put my hands on him, that would have been done just like that. Anything possible through Christ. Even crisis in the crisis, right? There you go. Christ through the crisis. Always. So no, think about that for your life. But anyways, so I sat him down and immediately, got asked him about medical conditions. He has diabetes, he has some liver stuff. So thank goodness, if you know what I mean, I have gloves. Always have gloves on you. And so I have, some skin stuff, calming stuff. So immediately, and I had a bottle of water in my car. It wasn't cold, but I poured it on them. I had one of my button-down t-shirts that I was able to use to just kind of gently wash him. And I said, I'm going to pray for you. Can I pray for you? Of course, of course. He's like, of course, please. And so putting our hands on people is for the goodness of God, but the goodness in their life that is to come, because we are saved. If you are saved, you are a believer, then go into the word and see where it says you are meant to be an ambassador. You are a new creation in Christ, but you are meant to be an ambassador for the Lord and do greater works than he. Can you imagine? Think about what Jesus did. We have that same, if you have Christ in you, for you, never against you, never forsakes you, never walks away from you, then our hands do have the power through him. So immediately praying over him, right? And aiding his skin. And he's like, you're an angel. No, I'm not, but I am a messenger of God and you are loved. Ooh, I have chills. You are loved. And so this whole thing, I just grabbed what I could, out of my car. And I'm doing hand up ministry. It's not a hand out to people, it's a hand up. And that is because we are able to sit down with them and share the love of God, the gospel, and remind them that they don't have to sit in the kingdom of darkness. Now, there are so many people on the streets that feel more rich in God's love, feel more rich in their lives than people who have the money in their pockets, that have everyday life, 9 to 5 jobs, carrying on with whatever. Okay, so that kind of will stir you up a little bit, I hope. So think about your life and what has been given to you, what continues to be given to you, all your essential items, your things, your showers you take every day. That's a big subject right now. My friend Danny, there are some awesome things happening, coming up, a vision there that will come to pass at our church, probably within the next year. I'm praying. I'm gonna pray on it. But that I'm not gonna get into that. But just think about your shower that you take every day. There are so many things that I want to do with this, and it will happen. I just get so stirred up, and wanting to do it all at once, and know that I can't do it by myself. I mean, I can do what I can do, but other people have parts to play. And so even if that is into sowing into this ministry hand up, and that is by donating, no more clothes. We're at a temporary spot and working on that. Also, wanting to get an air conditioning shed for all the clothes and items that we have at the church. And so I will do some posts soon about that. But if you want to sow into that financially, please let me know. Dream team, I think we have over 100 people. One of my sisters, Jocelyn, mentioned, a couple ideas as far as raising the money for that, but really it's sowing in. It's your part, so we have a place that is growing to contain these things that we are going on outreach with. these backpacks. Probably have like 100 and something now. We started off with 200 backpacks in the beginning of this that we fill with essential items. That we, you know, my whole deal right now is the fact that the Lord is dealing with me with having this accessible for us in our travel day by day, because that's what we should be doing. So what we should be doing. I was just, you know, carrying on with my day, taking my dog for a much needed walk, and didn't even actually go on that walk because honestly afterwards I was like, let me digest this and go home and rest. But that's okay. He got some treats. So I keep saying that word. Normally he perks up, but he's about to go with me right now. I want to have at least 3 backpacks for each member of Dream Team. And if you are not in Champion Life Dream Team, y'all come to service tomorrow. Come at 9 o'clock. You get fed. 214 Cafe. Y'all do such an awesome job. Everybody in the service, we all are working together. Unity for sure. And it's beautiful. The testimonies of the people that are on the streets are just in need. We're all, you know, working together for the good, and bringing them closer to God and in that moment of being saved and just exiting the kingdom of darkness. There's a rescue there. And I almost feel an urgency today. You know, I've got my shirt on because after I go out to the same park, just to see what's going on over there with some waters and stuff. This is growing me. This is God showing me some things and steps that need to be thought out. And so I have some items, no more clothes. If you have clothes that you want to hold on to for me, please hold on to them for me if you have space for that. If not, go bring it to Goodwill. You know, it's going to be a minute before I'm able to accept some things. And one word on that. If you are keeping clothes, let me get more caffeine up. It says it's a dry beach bum. Didn't go to the beach today. That's okay. Maybe tomorrow. White Sands Nutrition. Love their Herbalife teas. But so if you are donating clothes, I want you to keep in mind that we are to be a blessing to others that are walking every day on the streets. They're already sweating. They're already hot. Their clothes are soiled. A lot of them either keep the same clothes because that's all that they have until they get something else, or they just throw it away, you know, once they get whatever they get because it's soiled, you know. So in that being said, please, if you're holding on to clothes, first of all, make sure that is appropriate for giving someone on the streets. That's all I'm going to say as far as that goes. That's one part of it. But the other part of it, well, appropriate would be also no like cat fur, dog fur, holes in the clothes and stuff. That's just not, it's not okay. You know, we want to give them the best. There have been some on the street already that have, you know, I wish I had all day to talk about this and can do what I want to do at the same time. But have come in and not felt great and still had that want to receive at Champion Life, not just to come for breakfast, not to just get a backpack, but coming in service and staying faithful in that. And I'm able to give them, you know, whatever's been donated, you know, that backpack of essential items, but also some really nice clothes, dress clothes, other clothes, you know, casual, whatever. But they come back in and they're not in like these torn up stinky clothes. They're in whatever I gave them. And it's not coming from me. It's coming from y'all, which is in turn, I mean, this is all God stuff. This is all glory to God, bringing them closer to Him. So please, please be mindful of that. We don't want to just give, that saying, It's better than nothing. We're not going to say that. I know people have thought that, and I've felt that because I'm pretty receptive and observant with people. But if somebody says that to me, I'm gonna ask God for the grace and what to say and what to pray for that person because it's just not okay. So let's get back to the light. The backpacks. So if you want to sew it financially with money, I'm gonna keep track of that for the shed. I'm gonna do some other posts about that. But also needing people, I think Amanda, Megan, Lena, some of the youth. I need a few guys that will separately step in, and a few we've talked about recently. And we'll see if that happens with helping get things organized more and more and more, but accepting the things that are coming in, the donations. And also, I really, really, really need a recruit of a team member too. If you have some time on your hands, to looking up grants and resources and things, and really just getting a short list of, because there's a long list. There's a book that I have from Champion Life of places as far as like women's centers. And if somebody comes in and they, have been abused, and or if they, trying to find, a home and, whatever. But as far as financial, this is nonprofit. This is for the church, for the community. So it is something that we do have the requirements or what qualifications for getting finances. What I don't have a lot of is time to do this. So bringing someone in that is such a blessing, a few people that can actually be the team for this, honestly. Two to three people. One person we start off with, great. But for that to grow, this is a growth. This is a big thing in the church, hand up. Everybody's playing their part in everything they're doing in the ministry, and everybody's awesome. Everybody is awesome. That song, Everything is Awesome. Oh, gosh. The Lego song, the Lego movie. I really wish I wouldn't have. Okay, I'm gonna hear that all day in my head, but I will go out to the park singing that. Everything, God is so awesome. There we go. Let's make a new song. Let me get some Jesus jams going out. But so a list. Real quickly, and I know service is tomorrow, but if you have some time today, it would be amazing. Even this evening, after my venture out with my disciple pup, I'm going to go up to the church to hand up and get some things just sorted out and really meditate and pray over some things at the church, Champion Life. So, holler at me. My phone will be on always. Yeah, I only have one number, but I have four phones and two laptops and a GoPro. And that's something that's going to be utilized too, which is such a blessing that y'all have all donated all this stuff. Like there's stuff surrounding me that's such a blessing. Thank y'all again. So if you have time to get some of these things, it would be so awesome for tomorrow because we have run out of certain things. Of course, if anybody needs a backpack tomorrow, my goal and what I'm doing is for Sundays, they will get a backpack, but they will fill out a card, saying their size, shirt, shoes, whatever. And we might not always have that specifically, their size, shoe, whatever. But I can take note of that. And I am okay with if they come in again for another service, getting that if it's there. I'm not going to refuse someone if they didn't receive something that maybe we have later on. That's what it's about. But the backpack is a one-time deal, and that is going to be done tomorrow on Sundays. Now, the goal is to bring them back after the backpack, inviting them Wednesday. Always welcome to Champion Life. Always. It doesn't matter if this person on the street is drunk. It doesn't matter if we have ushers at our church, we have safety, but of course, situations be handled how they can be handled. But we do not We don't cringe to that. We're going towards people who need Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs prayer. Everybody is worthy in this world of that. And there are so many things that have brought the world, and it's understood in some ways, have brought the world away from giving. You know, I understand not giving money to someone on the streets because they might get this, that. We're not going to go with that. But you know what I mean? So, sleeping bags. Okay, so that's not something, I mean, yes, that's always needed. Sleeping bags, you know, light sleeping bags, not huge ones, but whatever you have, please, like I said, make sure it is of good quality to donate. Yes, either new or good quality. First aid kits. So apparent that we need, and I was doing little makeshift ones. You can do in little plastic bag, however you want to do it. What socks, you know, however you want to do it. There have been so many things go on Pinterest, so many different ways, little bags and certain things you want to do, however you want to do it. Please send it. Pray over this stuff. Wipes, body wipes, majorly needed. If you want to send any towels, and I mean like cotton, you know, washcloths, that type of thing, or the cooling neck towels. Eventually, I want to order a good amount of those. It's still going to be warm in Florida for a while. So, bottled water. I want to have just a bunch of bottled water, because to put one bottle of water, it's really easy for someone on the streets to get ice. You know, a lot of people will give that out, you know, at least to a homeless person. So my allergies are acting up. In Jesus' name. But so brushes, combs, and that's another thing, you know, think about these people that have skin allergies and stuff like that. That's why I'm like, yes, you know, and being in the sun, sunblock, and, you know, all this stuff. So that's great. T-shirt. So like, I would love to have just a rolled up t-shirt. You know, it could be a plain white. It doesn't matter. Just a cotton t-shirt, probably large to extra large. Small to whatever size you, whatever you want to give. That is the clothes that I will take. That, if you want to do a tank top, if you want to do a pair of socks, you know. And so, what else? Brushes, combs, you know, anything like shampoo, little bottle, little things. Deodorant, men and women. Deodorant. Big thing. That and body wipes. So if you have time, I gotta go. But if you have time to get some of these things, snacks. I don't have any more. Little pretzels or something in the heat that's okay. You know, like the Nature Valley granola bars. Those are good because those are hard. Think about just that being in the heat in the backpack. Little things, crackers, stuff like that. Welcomed. Anything welcomed that you just, you know, putting yourself in those shoes. What would you, if you were in that state, what would you be so appreciative of? Just those essential items. Just those things. You know, first aid kit, huge. Because of what happened yesterday, this man was so gracious. I actually called him earlier and left a message. He had a phone to check up on him. I'm praying that he'll be up there actually today. We shall see. But I'm believing for his healing. And his name is Robert. So if you will pray for him, he has diabetes. And like I said, some liver stuff. But from here down to his feet, he was bleeding and it was not a pretty sight. But what was beautiful is what the Holy Spirit brought. And right now I want to bring in some scripture and pretend I'm at the beach being a bum in the dry sand. This is what, you know, I ask, especially in a moment that I'm having with God, I ask, you know, what do I need to see right now? And I just, you know, I'm new in the Bible, and you can't grow in your faith without going to the Word. That's all I can say about it. And my hunger for that never goes away. And that's awesome. But What I ask God before leaving here, what do I need to see? Holy Spirit, show me. And, I don't have my glasses, but it's okay. So Jesus, this is in John 14, real quick, TPT. Jesus comforts his disciples. Don't worry or surrender to your fear. For you believed in God, now trust and believe in me also. My Father's house has many dwelling places. If it were otherwise, I would tell you plainly, because I go to prepare a place for you. And when everything is ready, I will come back and take you to myself so that you will be where I am. And you already know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Master, we don't know where you're going, so how could we know the way there? Jesus explained, I get chills. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except through the union with me. To know me is to know my Father too, and from now on you will realize that you have seen him and experienced him. Philip spoke up, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be all that we need. Jesus replied, Philip, I've been with you all this time, and you still don't know who I am? How could you ask me to show you the Father? For anyone who has looked at me has seen the Father. Don't you believe that the Father is living in me and that I am living in the Father? Even my words are not my own, but come from my Father, for he lives in me and performs his miracles of power through me. Believe that I live as one with my Father and that my Father lives as one with me, or at least believe because of the mighty miracles I have done. I tell you this timeless truth. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles than these because I go to be with my Father. Some people will say, Kristen, why do you get so emotional? Why not? And I'm a miracle to be here. And I'm so gracious. That's why. This is the word of God. For I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name. And that is how the Son will show what the Father is really like and bring glory to him. Ask me anything in my name and I will do it for you. Then the last part, this is actually what I was brought to originally, but I guess, you know, God wanted me to start up there. Jesus prophesies about the Holy Spirit. Loving me empowers you to obey my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Savior, the Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me, and he will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him, but you know him intimately because he remains within you and lives inside you. I promise that I will never leave you helpless or abandon you as orphans. I will come back to you. Soon I will leave this world and they will see me no longer, but you will see me again because I will live again and you will come alive too. So when that day comes, you will know that I am living in the Father and that you are one with me, for I will be living in you. Those who truly love me are those who obey my commands. Whoever passionately loves me will be passionately loved by my Father. And I will passionately love him in return and will reveal myself to him. Then one of the disciples named Judas said, Lord, why is it you who only reveal your identity to us and not everyone? Jesus replied, loving me empowers you to obey my word. And my Father will love you so deeply that we will come to you and make you our dwelling place. But those who do not love me will not obey my words. The Father did not send me to speak my own revelation, but the words of my Father. I am telling you this while I'm still with you. I'm not sorry. He's just speaking, always speaking. But when the Father sends the Spirit of holiness, the one like me who sets you free, he will teach you all things in my name. And he will inspire you to remember every word that I've told you. I leave the gift of peace with you, my peace, not the kind of fragile peace given by the world, but my perfect peace. Don't yield to fear or be troubled in your hearts. Instead, be courageous. Remember what I've told you, that I must go away, but I promise to come back to you. So if you truly love me, you will be glad for me, since I'm returning to my Father who is greater than I. So when all these things happen, you will still trust and cling to me. I won't speak with you much longer, for the ruler of this dark world is coming. But he has no power over me, for he has nothing to use against me. I am doing exactly what the Father destined for me to accomplish, so that the world will discover how much I love my Father. Now come with me. Drop the mic, but never drop the word. This has been 30 minutes, so I don't know how many people pressed pause. Maybe some people did and returned. Maybe some people pressed stop and didn't get this full message, the word of God in here, because of whatever reason. But I thank you who are, you're here still. And God just wants to remind you of the power here. And always remembrance, because he passionately will show you his love, and you will then show that to others because you cling to him. He is in you, with you. And so what can you do? What can you do right now? Whether it's sowing in here, I don't have to sell God. Like we say, it should be like, we're sold out for God. But what can you do in your venture with growing with God? All of this stuff, I'm not all-knowing. Like I said, I'm new in Christ, and I use my hands to talk. But what I do know is the relationship that I have with God and Jesus, and that it's growing, and we all go through stuff, but we go through it. And where do we go? Where do we go when we want to grow? Where do we go when we need to have correction? When we always have direction, and that is through Jesus Christ. And it says, do greater works than I. Greater is he that is in me than is in this world. I pause for a moment of silence because I might say this in every video I do. We're going to say this is Jesus. We're going to say this is you. Greater is he that is in me that is in this world. And that day comes. Ooh, I've asked God a few times today, can I not cry? I mean, it's joyful tears mainly, but your day comes face to face. Beautiful day with Jesus. And you go to Jesus, you fall to your knees, you approach, whatever it is, you're brought to him. And you say, Jesus, thank you. You're my Savior. You redeemed me. You gave it all. You went to the cross for me. Thank you. Thank you. I praise you. I bow to you. You are my King, my everything. And Jesus says, yes, I am. I am the way, I'm the truth, I am life. But what did you do with it? Did you go out into the world, be an ambassador for me, and share that love of God with all? Did you help the poor? Did you close your ears and your eyes to them? And not just the people on the streets, but anybody. Even people who are of faith. We all need prayers. But even people of faith that have fallen. There is no fall. That's quote Kristen. There is no fall that is bigger than faith. No fall. Faith is bigger than any. Jesus doesn't fall down, but you do. To bow to him. Because remember what he saved you from? That kingdom of darkness? This is for somebody. This is for a lot of somebodies. This is continually us all coming together to inspire, speak the word to each other. I need people to speak the word to me. I am constantly, even if I feel like my toes are being stepped on, it needs to happen. I go to service to receive. But to give. And hand up. Not a handout. Not see you later. Also, mini Bibles, the little miniature ones. And parents, Champion Life people, or anybody, if you want to get with me, scripture cards. You can do them. Just get an index card. I want to put these in backpacks. And I've had, especially KT, her kids have done it, some really, all three of them. It's a family project. Just saying Jesus loves you with the scripture on it, a really cool, cute drawing. You will get through this. Inspirational things, the word of God, cute little things that we can put in there. Because imagine yourself on the streets and you have this backpack you're so gracious for, but you're in a dark place and you pull out a scripture that says you can do all things through Christ. And it's got a little cross and a little flower and a little heart from a little one. Whatever. Imagine what that moment will be like. So we all have moments. But what moment are you in? What moment can you create, be creative, and helping and sowing into this? Because he gave it all. He gave it all. For you, for me, for us all. So I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father. And I do just ask for prayers for y'all, from y'all, for me, for the strength, for the perseverance, for the growth, for my eyes to be open more and more, for the safety always. I am safe in him. Scripture. My brother gave me the Bread of Life little bread box for my birthday. I've been passing these out, and what do I have? He giveth grace unto the humble. James 4:6. If you forgive, I need to see this today. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and it from them which hated me. This is King James, obviously. Psalms 18:17. The days of the upright shall be forever. Ooh, what's in this pocket? Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by my life or by my death. We're dead to the old things. We're new in him. Philippians 1:20. Sorrows returned into joy before him. Job 42:20, 41:22. Ooh, Job. Through a lot. He bare the sin of many and made the intercession for transgressors. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. I think I already read that one. I will give unto him that is the thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. You know what? I'm going to go into Job more and more and more, because I'm thinking of this man that was crawling in his skin, and you know, who knows, probably had a blood sugar of 400 or something, who knows, but he needed attention, and that attention wasn't hospitalization type stuff. It was, and I thank Jesus for that. And I pray that y'all remember, he healed me. He led me. Still waters. In you, for you, never against you. People that want to help, we're going to get this together. It's a growing process. Hand up. Like I said, anybody that has some time on their hands, He's getting with me for going into the research and process to have progress for grants and other things. And I'm going to be asking for help with this, the finances on the shed, and I'm going to get with the pastors and meet with them tomorrow on the process of a lot of things, a lot of good things coming this way. And you ask and you shall receive. So in your mission, continually pray and ask for that growth, for the knowledge of what needs to be done, for that revelation. And a lot was revealed to me yesterday. And that wasn't just with my eyes on this person, that was my eyes on his word. So.